Jen, have we discussed this before?
Deja vu on today's show.
Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast, starring your host, Joe the Ripper Shortridge. I'm not even talking about ripping, I'm just talking about him farting.
The Ripper!
The Ripper! I don't know where that came from. I just in one of those funky moods. And it's funny because whenever Joe and I tape on Friday nights, we are just like... ridiculously overtired from the week.
Well, I think also it's the fact that we don't have to go to work tomorrow, so yes. It's like Friday night, we can just record. And
why do I not have a bottle of wine in front of me? Because Joe doesn't let me drink in podcast.
Well, I'll let you. It's just you had a bad experience the one time. And
it wasn't bad. I was just rambling.
You ran down the hallway of the hotel that we were, you know.
I don't remember that. I don't remember. No.
You don't remember that happened a couple of times? So.
But unlike the topic for today is like feeling like you remember something that happened before.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh, Joe. This just happened and it's so weird that we were going to do this topic. Have you ever had deja vu that you had deja vu?
No, not that I know.
This has happened to me more than once. It was like I was having deja vu about the same thing happening, and I had deja vu about that. So it was like three times this, I was in just the same exact feeling.
Okay.
Of the same thing happening. And it was so bizarre, and I was just like, it was freaking me out, man.
Huh.
And it's like, just weird.
Yeah.
Weird. Like I had been there before. And in the exact same scenario, and I can't even remember what it was now. I don't know if it was down at the Oliver House or I'm not sure, but it just happened. Anyways.
Yeah. I mean, was it while we were there for that convention?
Maybe. But.
You know, something like that, though, that might be possible because we know that we've been to that location, still, you know, a few times. Mm-hmm. So maybe. You saw something that reminds you?
No, you weren't with me. I know you weren't with me because I was thinking about it. And I was like, this is really freaky because I was by myself. I don't know where it was. But, you know, that happens. It happens so frequently. It's like, I can't tell if it's like a past life thing or if it's just that I've just dreamt about that, whatever the situation was. Like one time I was just like walking through JCPenney's and it was like, I had just... It was the same exact thing. It was the same, like, I was there at the same time of year, and I don't know. It was freaking me out. And then, you know, it's weird because, you know, we're weirdos, right? So, like, I'll be standing there and just, like, thinking about it, like, in the middle of the aisle or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm sure people are like, why is this chick just standing there?
Staring off into the space.
I know, like, I'm not on drugs. I'm having deja vu.
Deja drugs.
Not me. Just my wine. That's it.
but it is a weird phenomenon because everybody experiences it. And we'll get into a little more of, you know, who does and who doesn't and stuff like that. But, you know, I mean, I know we don't have in our notes here about a guy that I was, when I was studying up on this today, they talked about this guy that experiences all the time. And it's almost like the movie The Groundhog Day where he experiences the same stuff over and over and over. But this guy... It was a medical anomaly where he actually does experience deja vu all day, every day. But because he has a brain injury.
How frustrating that must be.
They still call it deja vu, but it's not really because it's a brain injury. And it's you know, and people that do get brain injuries have deja vu a lot. I know we'll get into it later, but one of the things is that people that have a brain injury that go blind, they'll be able to figure out, like, you could put stuff on the ground and they could walk and not trip over that stuff because they're still seeing it, but the disconnect is in the brain.
Mm.
So we'll talk about that later, but okay. Go ahead and let's explain to, I know everybody pretty much has experienced it, but let's go over and see what it really is.
Yeah. So, you know, it's, the word déjà vu comes from the French, and it means previously viewed.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's a neuroscience researcher and neurodegenerative disease expert in California, and it says it medically refers to the feeling of familiarity with a scene or an event that you know actually you haven't experienced despite the feelings that you have. In other words, it's a false feeling of familiarity. And he said about 97% of people have experienced déjà vu at least once.
Mm-hmm.
I usually have it a couple of times a year. It's really odd.
Yeah.
And I often think too, like, why? Like, it may be like the first time I've ever been somewhere, but mm-hmm. it feels so familiar. Like, I know this exact thing happened. Like, one time it was, I went to mom's house and I went down and I sat on the couch and it was like, the same Jeopardy was on,
yeah.
and the same. It was just like it's so bizarre.
But Amy has been on Jeopardy. So,
Joe's
no.
favorite contestant.
But it, you know, another strange thing is they always yeah. say that it really is more frequent in people from the ages of 15 to 25. But I don't think that maybe it's their study just shows that. But us as old people,
back in our day,
we still experience it.
Well, you know, it's weird because we've lived more life. We have more life experiences mm-hmm. and we've been more places. So, you know, for young people to experience, I think that's really interesting. I wonder if it has something to do with, you know, maybe psychic development almost.
I don't know. I mean, that's, we're going to get into some theories later on this, but maybe that is, you know, and we know that it's happened. I would say for thousands of years, but the first real documented case of an experience, you know, goes back as far as 400 AD when St. Augustine referred to it as false memories, you know, before the French philosopher Elman Byrick cited the actual name in 1876. So we know that it's been going on for probably a lot longer than, you know.
Yeah.
Written history.
Generations and generations.
Probably right? thousands and thousands sure. and thousands of years. I mean,
do the cavemen have deja vu?
Ugg was walking through and went, ugh. And the Uggette said, ugh. And they all.
<17. laughs> Oh, you poor listeners. I feel bad for you. Experts quite haven't nailed down the mechanism that causes common deja vu cases, but they appear to be linked to false activation or inappropriate
neurological firing.
Yeah, that's it. within the brain's temporal lobe. Now he explains, a scientist mm-hmm. named Bresden says, scientifically within the hippocampus, there's a seahorse shaped part of the brain that is involved in memory.
Mm-hmm.
He adds, now the misfiring can be caused by stress, lack of sleep, and some medications like benzodiazepines. Benzodiazepines. You guys, look it up because you know we can't spell
it. The problem is
pronounce anything.
That's one of the chemicals that when I was teaching doctors about pharmacogenetics, that was one of benzodiazepines or
there
something like that.
Go.
Yeah.
Like, give them a medal, everybody.
I had to say that to the doctors and I'm like, and they're like, you're saying it wrong. I'm like, I know, I can't say that word.
In more serious cases, they say frequent episodes of déjà vu. That's paranormal version, guys. Déjà vu.
When you experience déjà vu.
I'm going to start calling my little boyfriends déjà poos. Déjà vu. Joe, you got me all messed up. Oh, shit. It's going to be a good show. Déjà vu. Booze. Okay. They have been linked to head trauma, brain tumors, mm-hmm. dementia, seizures. You know, some are signs of temporal lobe epilepsy also.
Yeah.
It's weird because people go to doctors about deja vu.
Yeah.
They said, if you're having deja vu occasionally, a few times a year is not cause for concern, but having it frequently or having it accompanied by other symptoms such as headache, shaking, confusion, or loss of awareness means there may be an underlying problem. Therefore, you should be evaluated by a neurologist.
Yeah, because, okay, so you have the prefrontal cortex in your brain. And
do I have one of those?
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder.
That's where they have, it's called prefrontal cortex epilepsy. Okay. And you think, well, should I go to the doctor if I experience deja vu? But no, that's actually a common thing. And everybody experiences prefrontal cortex epileptic events. And what it is when you're laying in bed and you're just about to fall asleep. The world is beautiful. The air, your ceiling fan is blowing nice cold air on you, and you're dozing off to sleep. And all of a sudden, your whole body jerks out of the way, and you jump out of the bed.
Mine is I'm falling off the sidewalk, or I'm falling out of a Jeep in the islands.
Yeah, from seriously? Going up the hills.
No, that was before. oh my god! Total deja vu.
No, that's precognition.
Oh my god! It was a yellow Jeep too.
Yeah. See. You have precognition, which is a show we're working on. But yeah, the hypo something jerk, they call it. I can't remember the name. I just saw it online too.
That is actual
prefrontal cortex epileptic seizures. And it's common. Everybody does it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one of the things they think that deja vu is caused by. You know, because think about it. When you look at something, they're the parts of your brain that you, when you see something, first, you have the visual cortex, which is in the back of the brain. So when you look at something, the signal goes there, but it actually goes through two other things first. First, the signal goes through the amygdala, which processes emotion.
Okay.
But it also goes through what's called the tectum. Now, the tectum is the preliminary visual processor that controls eye movement.
Okay.
Which is very important with deja vu because let's say you look at something. Or, you know, we walk into a room and you see stuff, maybe there's a disconnect where it's the, instead of it going A, B, C, it's going A, B. And then all of a sudden your amygdala kicks in and says, wait a minute, that came in too late. So your brain, you've actually seen it, but your brain doesn't catch up in time. And when it does catch up, you've already experienced it. And that's deja vu.
Okay.
You know, and that's why I say a lot of people that have brain injuries that lose their sight can actually walk through a maze, even though they're completely blind. They can still walk through a maze because they're not blind in the fact that their eyes don't work. It's the disconnect. So that could be one of the reasons why we experience deja vu.
Yeah. Some intriguing theories.
Let's get into theories. Yes. This, you know, that's what everybody...
The good stuff.
...is here to...
get your popcorn out.
First off, though...
We're going to have a good old session.
There's a bunch of different types of deja vu.
Really?
Okay. There's deja entranu.
Oh, muy
which
muy
is
mucho.
Already heard.
Okay.
There's deja improvu. You want to read these?
No, go ahead. It's funnier when you
do. Okay. There's deja improvu, which is already tried or attempted.
Okay.
There's deja faint, which is already done, or deja fate. There's deja pensée, which is already thought. There's deja raconte. Hey, raconte. Already...
My brother's
recounted
crazy.
Or told.
It's Friday night.
I'm not
folks.
Good at French, okay?
Bonjour.
There's déjà senté, which is already felt emotionally.
Okay.
That could be one with the Falling. Aspects of like the myth or like mediumship type stuff.
Okay.
There's déjà su, which is already known. Or intentionally, that doesn't make sense. There's déjà travu.
Oh, ho, ho. He is
which is already
French.
Met. Have we already met?
C'est bon.
So next time we're at a convention and somebody says, have we met before? You just blurt out déjà travu.
All right. That is all our listeners. That is your quest. Anytime you come up to us at a convention, you have to say,
yes.
Deja vu.
There's deja vector, which is already lived through.
Okay.
Which is past lives.
Yeah.
There's deja valu, which is already wanted.
This is the best podcast ever. This is the best one we've ever done.
So those are a few terms. But yeah, next time you see it at a convention, I want you to come up to us and say, deja travu.
Like, we've met you somewhere before. Yes. At the 400 conventions but that we've been to before.
That happens to me all the time. Like, I know. We just did the convention at the downtown Toledo last weekend, and people come up and they... like, I met you so many times. I'm like thinking, déjà vu.
Oh, bonjour, ma chérie.
Das bonjita.
I think we should just do the rest of the podcast with French accents.
All right, so let's get into some of these theories. Some of these are pretty good.
All right. Number one, familiarity-based recognition. And now that is when we recognize a stimulus in our environment. So we are using our recognition memory, which has two forms. Now there's familiarity and recollection. A recollection memory is when we recall seeing something that we have seen before.
Mm-hmm.
A yellow jeep.
Yeah.
Okay. Familiarity-based recognition happens when we believe we are seeing something we recognize but have no memory of it actually happening before. This can mean that deja vu occurs when we have faint memory of something that already happened, but a memory is not strong enough for us to recall where it's coming from, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm. We've got the hologram theory. Now, this is interesting. The theory is that the idea of the memories are formed like a three-dimensional image, which means that they have structured framework. Suggests that the entire formation of our memory can be reconstructed by one element. Therefore, if one stimulus in our environment reminds of us of a previous moment we have experienced, so the brain makes the connection past events and produces a hologram of the memory and makes it feel like we've revealed it. So in other words, if you look at something, your brain almost makes a hologram of it and causes you to have deja vu, which makes...
kind of like the last scene in Titanic where Jack and Rose come back together after she passes away at 90-something, you know what I mean? And he's at the top of the stairs and descends down to Rose. Okay, but anyways.
And, you know... It also proves that there was enough room on that piece of wood for him and her.
Conspiracy theories. If anybody is interested, there is a Titanic artifact.
I want to go.
Thing going on in Columbus, Ohio. I want to go so bad. We have to get tickets online, but it looks really cool. Joe and I, we went... did we go to the one in Orlando?
I've never went to one.
Oh, we went, we walked there, but it was closed, remember?
Okay.
Joe and I were just walking around Orlando randomly in the heat. And we saw, we went to Hulk Hogan's Hulkamania store.
Heck yeah.
For some reason.
Oh yeah. Oh no, that's not Hulk.
It's Randy Savage. Joe Savage today, just because it's Friday.
Yeah.
Another theory on deja vu is dual processing. So this is another theory that involves memory acting incorrectly or higher processing. This theory suggests that when we perceive something, our brain is simultaneously trying to encode a new memory into our long-term memory, therefore creating the illusions that we have experienced again. This momentary timing error could be due to the tiny malfunction in the brain that is rather common to all of us. That's interesting. That's almost like the Mandela effect, right?
Yeah. And that's part of it, too, is people think that, you know, when CERN was turned on and, you know, that's the, what is it? That's the parallel universe belief. You know, the Mandela effect is a huge deja vu thing because the parallel universe theory is that deja vu is just us seeing what's already happened or what, or not, I shouldn't put it that way. Deja vu is seeing the other parallel universe popping into our universe, and we know that that already happened because it happened in a different reality.
And this theory is interesting about implanting the new memory into your long-term memory. So that's like, you know, when you say, I know that happened. No, no, it was this way. It was this way. And then you get the proof and you're like, oh yeah, I guess not.
Yeah.
Which happens a lot. Yeah, and then people act like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I can't even. Okay.
But there's... Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Sorry. So this kind of what you're saying goes into the next theory. It mentions the parallel universe. So this theory claims that deja vu can be explained by having the feeling lived in a moment before as a crossover, you know, just what Joe just said, meaning that whatever you're doing while you're experiencing the deja vu, a parallel version of you is doing it in a different universe simultaneously, creating an alignment between two universes. I don't know if I buy into that, like the same thing is happening in a different universe at the same exact time, but I could see, like, if maybe, I don't know, like... It's almost like the, you know, when ghosts are, they're either, what's the two types of haunting?
Residual.
Residual. That's what I'm trying to get at. It's almost like, you know, a residual thing. I don't know. Like, do we really want two Jennifers out there? Like, seriously, well, one's enough. I'm like.
The parallel universe
theory. You guys don't need any more of me.
Says that every single thing that could happen in your life has happened. Mm-hmm. And there's a universe out there that every single aspect would could be. Mm-hmm. So that tells me that there would be billions and billions of universes and with the same people in all of them doing different things. I don't know.
I wonder, you know, so they say like everybody has a twin out there somewhere. Like there's somebody on the planet that looks just like you. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you think maybe that's the parallel? Do you think maybe the guy that looks exactly like Joe Shortridge, who plays in Barry Manilow's band experiences the same thing Joe does?
I hope not. Can he get a date? That's what I want to know.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. It's the parallel universe thing. I don't know. It's just there's so many different aspects about that. But it's possible that deja vu is to where those two bits of universe touch each other and you experience that, which would be like the Mandela effect too. I don't know.
I wonder if, you know, maybe your spirit guides or your angels or whatever you call, like, you know, whatever you know, your guides or whatever. I half wonder if they put that in your memory maybe to like stop you in your tracks for something.
That's possible.
You know, like maybe if you continued on, something bad would happen. Then you have to stop and remember like, oh, I experienced this already. I shouldn't. Mm-hmm. You know, turn left instead of right or something.
I don't know. It's possible.
Theory of mine.
But I mean, that even goes with like the reincarnation theory is based on having several lifetimes before. But I have a problem with this theory. You know, they're saying that you've already experienced it in a past life. But that wouldn't make sense because in the past life, it wouldn't be the same because, you know, like if you walk into a room and something happens, in the past life, the room wasn't like it is now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's where I have a problem with that theory. And you would be a different person in a past life. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't experience the same stuff because you're a different person in a different situation. I mean, like, let's say I was Cleopatra in the past life and I wouldn't be walking into a room in a modern day thing as a guy experiencing the same thing.
Yeah. Interesting. I would think that... Possibly, if you had a past life experience, though, there are things that you could maybe feel like you're experiencing again because, okay, I'll just give you an example. Like, I had a past life regression one time with Melinda Carver, who's out of Parma, if you guys want to. Really, really amazing psychic medium.
She puts on a lot of great shows, too.
Oh, she has events all the time. We have to go to the next one. She said that, you know, one of my past lives, I was a man in London in the 1800s, and I got robbed and stabbed and thrown off a bridge, and that's why I have this fear of bridges. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. But it's weird because, like, one time I had a dream. Like, you know, my fear isn't the height. It's the going up and not being able to see the
Yeah.
You know, just going up, that up feeling. And I had a dream one time I was going on that bridge, you know, over the marathon in Detroit, you know, where the...
Oh, it's like a... If our listeners don't know, there's a very long bridge in Detroit that it's basically not really a bridge. It's just a raised
expressway.
And then it goes into a bridge over the Rouge River. Yeah. And it's real high up there.
It's real high up there. I had a dream one time I was going up and just as I got to edge, I was fall and then I woke up that dream thing, you know, where you jump out of it. And the weirdest thing is we were going up to the casino one time. It was me, my sister Peg, and my brother-in-law Rick, and this lady had an accident right in front of us, and literally on that bridge, mm-hmm. her car went sideways in front of us, slammed into the medium. I don't even know how we got around here because it happened literally right in front of us. She must have bounced off the wall and then we went around mm-hmm. her. Talk about freaking the hell. Which is weird. You know, I was just like completely freaked out because my last words before I thought we were going to die because we were going to hit this lady was, bleep. this is my last words. Yeah. These can't be my last words.
Jen's last words.
But the weirdest thing was,
hold my beer.
Right. Oh. No, after that, and this is why I've never driven over that bridge since, literally the road was falling out and there were chunks and holes in it and you could, size of a car.
Yeah.
A small car. Literally you could just see down, mm-hmm. 200 feet.
Yeah.
To the, so I'll never drive over that again. Never, ever, 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 ever.
Well, that's kind of like.
Not even for $47 million.
Yes, you would. How many shoes could you buy for
that? Okay, so, you know, that kind of just goes into the precognitive dream theory, which explains deja vu by suggesting that the moment we have the experience of living something before is when we have previously dreamed about, referring to the moment as a signal from a previous life. Mm-hmm. So there can be a trigger in the environment. Going over that bridge or seeing that, you know, news story about the bridge just crumbling and going over the Mackinac Bridge. And every time we go over thinking about the little Yugo car that got blown off in 1980.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? I can't even imagine. Why would you even think a Yugo could go over that and not get blown off?
Because they just drive them and. You go over the bridge. You go over the bridge.
So, anyways, that could be a trigger in the environment that allows the transition of consciousness to occur. And such as recognizing a certain stimulus from a previous experience and momentary remembering of a past life.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. It. I don't know if that would, the past life theory, I don't know if it would hold up because everything would be different. Mm-hmm. You know, unless it was something... In the previous life that was sort of like that, that kind of snapped in my brain. You're like, okay, I do remember this.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know.
What if you traveled somewhere and you went to, you just were drawn to like a castle in Ireland. And you're like, something in my life is telling me I just need to go to Ireland and go to this castle. And you walk in, and you're like, I've been here before. Yeah. You know your way around and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like that stuff is weird. Weird.
Yeah.
And is it because you saw maybe a movie about it or a program about it? Or did you really experience like you being there at some other time in your, in your existence or your past lives?
And that may, that you just brought up a good point too is, maybe some of this deja vu is you saw something in a movie that was something like this.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Another theory that I'm really intrigued about is I was reading Mike Rucksacker's book, and he was talking about stacked time theory. Mm-hmm. And that made me think, too, is maybe stacked time theory has something to do with deja vu because they're saying that time, we look at time as linear and time is not. Mm-hmm. Time is constant, and there's different theories about time. But, maybe we did experience it in a different timeline or something like that, or seeing that. It's going to happen. And when it does occur, it's because it already occurred to you in the different time, mm-hmm. you know, stack time theory and all that kind of stuff. So maybe the time theory is a good example of it, because we know that on the other side, there's no such thing as time. You know, time is not linear. You can go any time in the previous, you can go any time in the previous time. You know, I mean, it's about time for me to stop talking, because let's say you're a ghost and you want to go back 10 years or whatever, you just do to mm-hmm. where we as living beings can't.
We can maybe, I would say subconsciously, mm-hmm. can we like, I want to say dream it.
Yeah.
But, you know, like try to go into a meditative state and maybe remote view into a different time.
I think you could.
We need to get a remote viewer on here. I think we had one on one mm-hmm. time, Adam.
Yeah, Adam. We need to talk to Adam, because I have not seen him or heard from him in a long time.
Yeah, what's going on there? But that would be very interesting. Like, how does deja vu, remote viewing, psychic ability, mm-hmm. how does that all work? Do psychics have deja vu more than a normal person?
I would say they would.
Is my question.
You know, yeah. maybe they do. But then again, it goes back to the difference between precognition and deja vu. Precognition is something like you have dreams and then it happens.
Oh.
To where deja vu, it just happens and you think, well, wait a minute,
I feel like this happened to me before. Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not talking.
It was in Rite Aid. It happened in Rite Aid.
Okay. Hey.
Woo!
But.
Okay, then.
It's not like me going to the refrigerator and getting chicken out for dinner. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's something you do all the time.
Yeah.
It's something.
It's being somewhere odd and feeling like, oh, wow, this is weird.
And the thing, too, is there's people that have deja vu that can predict the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They can say, well, this is going to happen next, and it happens. So is that deja vu or is that precognition? You know, I don't know. It's a fine line.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's such an interesting thing. And I don't know if it's a paranormal or a physiological thing,
mm-hmm.
but it's so weird, because when you do experience it, you seriously are like, I've done this before.
And what our listeners, your homework assignment is put on our Facebook page. What has been your strangest deja vu moment? Let us know.
Yeah, because, you know, I watched that video today. I was trying to learn more about it. And I watched that video today, and they were like, strangest deja vu or scariest deja vu occurrences. But it was all precognition. It wasn't nothing to do with deja vu.
Well, you know, people just put out stuff to be putting it out. And people believe it, you know.
It's that's the thing.
That's why you come here to the 222 Paranormal Podcast.
We will steer you in a different direction, whether it's
47 rabbit holes.
We'll steer you towards the bridge with the big hole in the middle.
Now I'm going to have nightmares.
One other thing that happened on that bridge. Do you remember when the tanker truck fell off the side of the bridge into the neighborhood below?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Very scary. Mm-hmm. Very. But anyways, okay, everybody, don't have nightmares tonight about bridges.
So that was deja fate, which is already done.
How about deja fating me some lottery numbers? Right?
Why don't we ever precognition lottery numbers?
Let's try it tonight.
Yeah.
Joe and I are going to go get a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyways, but you guys, as always, we thank you for listening. And definitely, if you can, please go to our website, check out all of our cool stuff on there. You can look and see where we're going to be in the future for any conventions, which our big one coming up is ParasiteCon in mm-hmm. May at the Ohio State Reformatory. Don't forget, it's a very spooky and haunted location, and you get to go just wander the whole entire place for the cost of admission, which is very, very reasonable compared to summit conventions. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, our big convention every year, we mention it 457 million times, is Michigan Paracon in Sault Ste. Marie, which is always a blast. And, you know, it's just so much fun.
Another one that we're going to be at is the Festival of Oddities in Charlotte, Michigan. Mm-hmm. If you're anywhere around the Ann Arbor area, it's only probably, what is about?
Maybe
half hour, 45 minutes outside. Bad.
Yeah.
It's a cool little town.
Yeah.
Great Mexican restaurant right across the street.
Yes. We were so hungry and we ate there.
But that's free outdoors.
Yeah, it's free. It's all kinds of really just really eclectic things. There's, you know, psychic readers. There's arts and crafts. Anything you can
imagine is going
to
be
good. I'll have a bunch of weird stuff, you know, lots of paranormal stuff to share with you guys. But anyways, you know, if you're looking for some fun in the sun this summer, you guys got to check it out. There was one other thing I was going to mention, Joey, and I forget.
About your Poshmark page?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's still going strong. I did sell another K2 meter the other day.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's really great. But, you know, Joe and I have a lot of like little side hustles going on. It's how we support the show. If you want to donate to the show, there is a donate button on our website. And of course, we have our Patreon up and going now. So please, if you can find it in your heart to maybe just the price of a cup of coffee a month to support the show so we can keep bringing you these episodes. We're heading and steering towards our 9th season. You guys have been with us for over 9 years, so now we're family, right? And no, we really appreciate it, but we can't do the show without support. So,
but up on the Patreon page also, as a Patreon, you will get some extra content.
Yes.
I am posting videos on there. I'm trying to keep the videos to around 15 minutes. But there are some that are a little longer. But yeah, you know, it's like a completely other show that you don't get unless you're a Patreon member.
That's right. Exclusive VIP.
Exclusive PIP. I'm a PIP pimp.
For our 222ers. Anyways, but no, we guys, we really appreciate you sticking with us throughout the years. And, you know, there's so much more to come.
Yes. All right. And we will see you at the next convention. And when we do see you, please remember, come up to us and say, Deja Travu. Which means already met.
Already met.
All right. Thanks for listening
this
week.
Guys, take
I'm going to leave you with some Dead in Five Decepticon.
Ooh.
Which is kind of in the same realm as
good stuff, Deja Vu guys.
Or Deja Travu.
Deja Boo. You want to be my Deja Boo?
Deja Boo. Goodbye, everyone.
All right. See you guys. Gone.